Welcome to the Fashion Photography Show. This is a podcast teaching you how to build a creative and profitable fashion photography business. I'm Olivia Bossert, a London-based fashion photographer with over 10 years in the industry. I've shot for magazines like Elle, Harper's Bazaar, Marie Claire, Grazia, and more. I've also worked with brands like Rixo, Daisy Jewelry, Blink Brow Bar, and many more. If you're a fashion photographer interested in building a business that's made to suit you, then you're in the right place. I'm so happy you're here. I had every intention of recording some very specific episodes for this week, but life genuinely just got in the way, and it's Wednesday as I'm recording this, the day that you're probably listening to this, because I'm just going to record something, I'm going to chat with you, I'm going to have a conversation, and then I'm going to upload it, because I don't want to leave you guys that episode. So here is me chatting away, listening to myself talk, and hopefully it's interesting. I think that at the moment I'm talking a lot about portfolio shoots and finding your style and taking images and all that, because I'm leading up to the doors opening to Perfect Portfolio on the 6th of March, and I'm really excited about that happening. So I think that today I'm just going to talk to you about the things that I see that I think could help you from a perspective of portfolios and building a portfolio, because I say this all the time, but your portfolio really is the backbone of your entire career. That's become one of my like catchphrases. Am I someone who has catchphrases? I don't know, but now I am. But because it's so true, without your portfolio, you just haven't got anything. And it's never something that's fixed. Like, your portfolio is something that's always going to continue to evolve, but it is something that needs to have gravitas, it needs to have presence, it needs to have an element of you in it. So first off, I think that I will share a few mistakes that I see people making when it comes to planning shoots, planning portfolio shoots, and hopefully these will help. So the first one that I see all the time is not planning enough looks for your shoots. I don't know if this is common knowledge or not, but I'm going to tell you now that most fashion editorials are made up of at least 6 to 8 images. 6 to 8 different looks. I'm not going to edit this. You're going to get me uncut and raw. So 6 to 8 different looks. Looks means outfits. Sometimes there are more. It's a bigger story when there's like 10, 12, 13, 14 outfits. But on average, I would say that there are at least 8 outfits. And because of all the portfolio reviews I've been doing recently, one thing I noticed that really takes a photographer from looking like they're still learning to looking like they really know their stuff is when they do a photo shoot and they intentionally shoot 6 to 8 outfits, different outfits with different looks, because that's what you're going to need to do for a magazine. So every time you plan a photo shoot for your portfolio, I want you to start thinking about each time you change the image, either, you know, a different room in a house, or you go to a different spot in an outdoor location, or you change the lighting setup, you should change the outfit as well. It's too simple to, you know, but let's say you're shooting in a big house, to go in the same outfit but for 2 different rooms. Now, it's okay to change rooms if the room isn't working and you're going to ditch that shot. But if you've already got a shot that's really strong of one outfit, you don't need to repeat another great shot of it in another room. Change the outfit, go to the other room in a different outfit and make it a whole different shot. That will really help to elevate your portfolio and get you more stuff, get you more imagery that you can showcase and show off. When it comes to beauty shoots, you should be trying to get at least 4 to 5 makeup looks and hair changes. You don't have to change the hair each time if it's a makeup story, and if it's a hair story, you don't have to change the makeup each time. But makeup takes longer to do between looks, which is why there's fewer looks, but you do need to have them sort of be quite drastically different. So if you're doing a shoot about pink eyeshadow or the color pink, you wouldn't want each image to look fairly similar. You'd want them to look drastically different, which is why it's useful to have a theme of like a color or a feel or a mood, rather than I'm doing an entire story about pink eyeshadow, because it's going to be like, how much can you do? Of course, you can use all different kinds of shades of eyeshadow. So that would be how I'd think about it. Does that make sense? The next thing that I see people doing is not finding the right team member. And I was 100% so guilty of this, especially because I am very introverted. I find meeting new people quite stressful and quite difficult. So if I found someone that I worked well with on a set, I would keep them with me at all times and work with them again and again and again, no matter what the project was. But the problem with doing that is that sometimes, no matter how talented one person is, they're rarely a good fit for every single project you do. They're going to have different skills and different abilities. So I had to recognize that just because I loved working with this one person or these people really like enthusiastically, I loved working with them, they weren't necessarily the best person for every single shoot I did. So you need to bring the right people on depending on what the project is. Look at their work. What are their skills? Use them in the areas they are skilled in and not in the areas they are not. So I hope that one helps. That's a difficult one, but it does really, really elevate your work a huge amount. The next thing I would say is not pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone. Again, I speak from experience. This is something I catch myself doing all the time, in that it's really easy to find a thing that you're good at and you feel comfortable doing and then never do anything else. I, for a very long time, spent all of my time shooting on location with no external lighting. I just loved natural light, and I still do, and I still do shoots like that, but I had to push myself and to learn new skills and put myself in situations where I felt not necessarily like I was, you know, super confident, but with that comes a lot of growth, and with that growth comes a new way of creating images that are still my style, but that are, you know, different. And it also opens you up to so many more jobs, because if you can show that you can bring different skills and work in different environments whilst still creating a cohesive feel of work, you're a winner. People love that. So don't let yourself fall into the trap of repeating the same thing over and over and over and over and over again without ever trying something new. And it's okay if you try something new and it doesn't work. Like, that's really something I need to stress. I have done plenty of shoots where I tried a new style out, I tried a new technique out, I tried a new vibe out, and it just did not work. And it's not a waste. It's absolutely not a waste. I learned something from that experience, and it's just that I don't like doing that, or that doesn't work for me, or maybe it's not that it didn't work, but I could improve on it next time. So, you know, it's cheesy, but there's no such thing as a mistake. There's only learning and growing. So don't be afraid to do that. Next, I think I'd like to talk briefly about why I talk about portfolio building so much, and why it's such an important skill to build, to thrive, to continue to grow your work. I have got to where I am, and I still have so much further to go, and I'm by no means, you know, a top industry leader, but I've got where I am so far because of the amount of portfolio work I've done, because of the amount of shooting I've done. And I want you to look at what I do and feel inspired and motivated, but also have me help you build that portfolio of your dreams that's going to get you those clients. When you build a portfolio that is built up of work that is purely you, that is from your imagination, it becomes so memorable. And when you focus on expressing yourself, you create a body of work that has so much power, and it has something to say, and it connects with people really deeply. You'll find your success within yourself. I was so guilty of looking externally for so long for my ideas, for my creativity, for my inspiration, when it was in me all along. I just had to work out how to dig it out. And when I built my portfolio based on my interests and my passions and the brands that I was wanting to work with, I only ever applied myself to wanting to work with brands I was like so obsessed with, because they naturally fed into my style. They still do. They naturally feed in. So stop looking at external sources so much. Stop worrying about what you should be doing, or what you think the trends are, or what you think is going to be the thing that makes you explode, and focus on creating work that you love and tailoring it to brands that you love as well, and you can't go wrong. But obviously it goes without saying that your portfolio is how you market yourself. Like, your portfolio of work is what you use to pitch with. It's what you use to post to Instagram. It's what you use to put your new website. Like, it is the core of everything, and you need it to be its very best. So study photography, like watch YouTube videos, learn a new thing, try a new thing out, and experiment, and become the best technical photographer that you can be, in no matter what style that is. Like, maybe you do just want to be a natural light photographer. Become the best natural light photographer there is, and take images that are so good that you are the person that is called on, and what that brands think of when they want your style of work. That is going to be the game changer. One of the things I am working on at the moment is improving my lighting skills and my portfolio with lighting that looks super, super natural. Like, that's always a goal of mine, and I'm always striving to that. I'm also advancing my skills with learning how AI tools work. I want to be embracing AI and tools as much as I can. So I'm on a huge learning curve right now. And a lot of the stuff I'm making is not very good. Like, let's be totally honest. A lot of the time I look at it and I'm like, that's crap. But it's part of the process. And you can't learn something without making 100 variations of something really bad. So don't be afraid to make some bad work. Like, just go out and experiment and test stuff, because that's how you're going to get good. That's how you build something really memorable. And you'll land on something one day that you're like, wow, I really love this. It's really, really cool. And I'm going to love it. I've actually just had a thought that come to mind. There was a portfolio review I did a few weeks ago for this super talented photographer. And they had work that was very like documentary led. And they'd had it very separate from their fashion work. And some of it was so stunning. I was like, wow, this needs to be fused together. And when I spoke to the photographer afterwards and said, you know, why is the documentary work so separate from the fashion work? If you brought them together, they would be so powerful. And the photographer said to me that they loved the documentary stuff, but they didn't think that they could fuse it with fashion in a way that would be commercially viable. And I was immediately like, no, no, this is the golden nugget. Like, this is the missing piece. This is what's going to make you stand out. You're already really good at this one thing. If you change your mindset to being like, wait, if I can pitch myself to brands with this kind of work and say, like, imagine, you know, shooting on a mountaintop in, I'm going to say Switzerland because that's where I'm from, and dressing normal people in really cool outfits, and that being the campaign, and shooting it like it was street photography or documentary photography, that's amazing. So my point is, sometimes the thing that you're doing naturally, that you are enjoying and that you're finding a natural talent for, could be the missing piece that you're not seeing. Sometimes it's right in front of you and you don't know it because you're so close to it, you need someone to point it out to you. And I'm really glad I could do that for this person because they're so talented. And I know that if they tap into that natural skill, they're going to soar. Like, their work's going to be incredible. That leads me really nicely onto, I wasn't going to bring this up, but I might as well mention it. I have got 4 portfolio reviews available to be booked now. There's only 4 slots available at a time, and I opened them up today. So if you would like to have a portfolio review from me, I'll leave a link in the show notes. You can go ahead and book it. It says how many there are available. So as I record this, there are 4. When you're listening, I don't know how many there will be, but if you're interested, go and have a look. They're £150. I send you a 30-minute screenshot recording of me going through your work, talking through it and what I think you should do, any advice I have, any thoughts I'm seeing, and you can ask me questions and I'll answer them in the review as well. So it's fun. I really enjoy it. I love doing them. I do them in my own time just because my schedule is so erratic and different week on week that it helps. And this format really works because it means that you can then watch it back as well. So if you like to book one, let me know. I'd love to do one for you. I think that's all I'm gonna say today. I'm in a scatty-brained way at the moment. Things have been very busy. We're doing like house renovation-y stuff. We're getting a new sofa delivered today, which is very fun. I have a 2-day shoot starting tomorrow. So I'm going to be in London for 2 days, Thursday, Friday. I'm shooting my very first like book. I'm very excited. I can't say more than that, but it's going to be really fun. And I have a ton of stuff I'm working on. I had a meeting this morning with an incredible art director. I've been learning new AI skills, learning new collage-y skills, feeling very inspired and planning lots of stuff. So watch this space. There's lots of new stuff coming out. If you have anything you'd like me to cover, let me know and I will record an episode on it. And a little reminder, if you would like to join the waitlist for Perfect Portfolio, you can do. The waitlist link will be in the show notes. When you join the waitlist, you save £100 on the course. There's a discount code that gets sent out to the waitlist, and you also get some special bonuses as well. So yeah, I'll leave it at that. I'll say no more. Come and join the waitlist. Even if you're not sure you want to buy or not, just come and join the waitlist, and then you've got the option at least. So yeah, thank you very much for listening to my rambly, chatty episode, and I will be back next week with another one. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Fashion Photography Show. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you have, please share it over on Instagram and tag me at Olivia Bossert Education so I can see, or just send it directly to a friend. I'll see you next time.